Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Zoller. And Zoller Pumps, when it comes to sump pumps, that's the brand you're looking for. Made right in Louisville, Kentucky. And fine folks at Zoller are always protecting our home. We got to do our part, right? We got to make that decision to get a backup pump, whether it's water-driven, whether it's battery-driven. Which reminds me, at the bottom of this hour, we'll have our friends in from Roto-Rooter to talk about just that. But in the meantime, your calls, 800-823-8255. Grab a line. Busy day it is. And, Steve, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am fine. Welcome.
So I'm a licensed plumber in Cleveland, Ohio, and I just had a comment on that gentleman that called in about the water heater and the the pressure. So on the pressure reducing valve, you know, that's a one way valve, and that's the reason that by code now and has been for several years, an expansion tank is required.
Right.
Because typically, when that water heats up, you know, it backs up into the main, and that valve would prevent it from doing that, and hence the expansion tank. The other thing would be depending on. I would have asked them, you know, does that happen during the day or at night? Because a lot of times.
Good question. Yeah.
Depending on where he is on the main, or maybe if there's new construction going on in the neighborhood, that could have changed the characteristic or
right.
or whatever. But like you said, it's, you know, it could be pressure reducing valve's bad, but actually the expansion tank would more than likely solve
the problem. Yeah, I think I asked him too how old that was, because I knew about the code. I knew it was a few years. I didn't know exactly when. He said 5 to 6, I think, is what is his answer.
Yeah,
so
maybe
just putting that on there would solve all his problems, too. You're right. So appreciate that.
Well, enjoy your show, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Steve. Take care. All right. Again, our phone number is 800-823-8255, and you can certainly jump on board. Let's go to Gary in Louisville, Kentucky. Gary, welcome.
Hello, Gary.
Yes.
I have this problem I've never heard on your show before. I tipped over my charcoal grill, and some ash came out, and it actually got underneath some plastic, and it got wet, and it was underneath there for maybe 3 weeks. This happened, like, within the last couple of months. And so I took the plastic off, and I went to take the charcoal off. Well, it had hardened almost like concrete itself, and my patio was colored concrete. And, of course, this is the ash is like concrete colored, so it's got a big spot there. And other than trying to chisel that off and maybe harming the surface of my patio, is there anything out there that would loosen that? Or
So let me make sure I got this. So it's charcoal ash that got underneath plastic and was wet.
Yeah.
And
it got wet underneath there. Pardon me?
And it hardened that hard that you're talking about, like chipping it off.
Well, I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, I get it. I got that. But, I mean, it's that hard. Wow.
Yeah, it's really hard. I know
it.
I know
it. That's really
interesting. I didn't know it would do that.
I don't have a quick solution. There's a couple things I think I would try. Have you just tried, like, hot water? Something along those lines, just to break that down. It's got to be water-soluble.
Yeah, no, I haven't tried hot water. I did try some cleaners and some stiff brushes and things like that, and might have, did a little bit, not much, so it's still,
How about a pressure washer? Do you have a pressure washer?
Well, my neighbor does. I guess I could try that, but
yeah.
I was just thinking, if a brush wasn't taken.
Well, I don't know. But if it were dusty and then it got hard due to water, I would think that water, that it would be.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll try hot water then, just get it really hot and put it on there. Well, I got one other question, if you don't mind.
Or taking that pressure washer. Running it from like the utility sink with hot water, I think that might be something you want to do also. A good cleaning compound for that would be something like either oxygenated bleach or trisodium phosphate.
Okay. All right.
And maybe put that on and give it, 10 minutes to work, just to kind of start breaking it down.
Give it, give us some dwell time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that you've mentioned this several times, and I forget to write it down. I have a place in front of my garage where a gutter had overflowed for quite some time, and so now the aggregate, you know, the finished part of my concrete, a certain area is washed off, and so the aggregate is showing, and it's not real deep, but it's probably a little bit more than a quarter inch in some areas. And I know there's some kind of patch that you mentioned before.
Sure. So how big of an area is this?
Maybe a foot wide and maybe 9 inches the other way, you know.
Yeah, so there's two things. If it's going to be a patch, a trowelable patch, I would use a product called Vinyl Concrete Patcher. It's a quickcrete product. It has a concrete bonding agent in it. So you would get the area dust-free, dirt-free, moisten the area, take this vinyl concrete patch that's a powder in a bucket, add water, follow the directions, and then let it sit for about 3 minutes for it to kind of firm up a little bit, and then use just trial it on. And it's got a bonding agent, so it will adhere to the concrete. The negative on it is the texture probably won't be the same, but if you got like a little wisp room, maybe you can create some texture, and the color may be a little different. But
yeah, I was wondering if anything like that comes in different shades.
No, I mean, it's usually a silvery gray, and sometimes concrete's brown gray, you know, red gray, kind of goes on and on. But there is different tints. You can get a bottle of, like, a black tint and put a little in there to, you know, tone it down a little bit.
Okay. And did you say it was a second product, too, or?
The other one is a bigger bag. It's like a 40-pound bag. It's called Recap. And it's if you had a larger area, you'd mix it with water, and you wouldn't make it as stiff as the vinyl concrete patcher. You would get it where the viscosity is kind of like a asphalt driveway sealer, and it would be a little self-leveling. It's a Quikrete product also. It's called Concrete Recap.
Oh, Recap. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Very good,
thank
Gary.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, you can have Gary's line. It's 800-823-8255. Taking your calls regarding a little home improvement. And Anthony, welcome.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Yes, sir, fine.
Good. Hey, really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Very informative. Got a problem. I don't even know if it's a problem, but I started hearing like a leaking noise only when I run the commode. And I can't diagnose where it's coming from. I don't see any leaks anywhere around the house, but I hear it when I'm in my family room, which isn't really near any of my bathrooms. I don't think it has to do with the sanitary, because it's about 15 feet from where I'm hearing this drip, drip, drip noise, and it stops as soon as the commode fills back up.
It stops as soon as it fills back up,
And it doesn't do it if I run anything else in the house, like a faucet or the shower. I don't hear it when that's going.
Okay. So let's see. So you flush the toilet,
right?
And as it's filling the closet back up, is that when you're hearing it drip?
That's correct.
Okay. Wow.
And it stops immediately when that closet fills back up.
And you're not finding any water around the pedestal of that toilet or anything along those lines?
Nope. Nothing. And it happens when I do it to any of my bathrooms. I have three bathrooms, so any of the commodes that I flush, I see no evidence of water in my basement. I have a drop ceiling basement. None of the tiles are wet. Nothing in the exposed area of the utility room where my main water comes in is wet.
You hear it at night and hear it during the day also?
Well, I just started noticing it today, actually, so I can't tell you if I hear it at night or not.
All right. Well, let's do this just out of curiosity. Maybe it's a starting point. Maybe it's not going to tell us anything. But do the old food coloring in the back of the closet after it's flushed and after that thing fills up, that closet fills up. Let's just put some food coloring in. Let's make sure we're not getting a transfer from the closet to the bowl. I mean, okay. If it's got PVC pipe, I mean, you would have noticed it before, but they can be noisy.
Yeah.
It could be a washer in the valve maybe causing it. But let's do a little food coloring and see if we can narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
All right. And then give me a shout back and go from there. All righty.
Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a little break. 800-823-8255. Grab a line at home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Spring and summer rains can mean big problems if your gutters aren't flowing, and Gutter Brush is a simple, effective gutter guard I've used and recommended for years. It's so easy to install, anybody can do it. No tools, cutting, no fasteners needed. Just slide 3-foot sections into your gutters and leave them there year-round. Check it out at gutterbrush.com. Keep your gutters flowing the easy way. Gutter Brush is guaranteed and made in the USA, so say goodbye to clogged gutters and gutter cleaning. Visit gutterbrush.com.
It's important to seal the concrete and masonry surfaces around your home. As rain soaks in, it penetrates deep into the pores, and when the temperatures drop, the water expands and can cause the surface to crack or spall. Masonry Defender is my go-to solution. Masonry Defender is a complete line of sealers that protect your surfaces and prevent water penetration. And they're project-specific for your driveway, stamped concrete, pavers, and more. Masonry Defender is easy to apply, and most projects take less than a few hours. MasonryDefender.com.
Well, spring's in the air along with allergy triggers, so don't let your family sniffle and sneeze. Get an Easy Breathe ventilation system installed. Reduce allergens, odors, pollutants. It's the big spring Easy Breathe sale, 20% off in April. You've heard me talk about my Easy Breathe for years. Helped cure our musty basement. You need one for your home. The big spring Easy Breathe sale, 20% off in April. Also available as a self-install kit. Call 866-822-7328 or visit EasyBreathe.com. Carpenter bees cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. And my solution, Trapstick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Trapstick uses no pesticides. Carpenter bees are enticed by the colors and the pattern, and they get stuck on the adhesive. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trapstick from Rescue. Made in the USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Fly and Yellow Jacket traps. Learn more at carpenterbeecontrol.com. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com.
All right, back to work. 21 minutes after the top of the hour, talking a little home improvement. And thank you for joining me. A busy time of year, isn't it? And there's, I think many of us have found even more things to take care of around our home. And as we also get to this time of year, we also start talking about leaks a lot. We've had leaks on the water heater, leaks in the shower, leaks everywhere. And that's a tough thing to track down sometimes. Sometimes it's, water can travel beyond where it's showing up, which makes that process complicated. A lot of times leaks in an attic, there's just not a set answer of where that leak is. You got to get up in that attic and start really looking and eliminating areas, with a hose. And, okay, I'm seeing that leak manifest itself there, and it's not here. And that's the way you eventually track it down. All right, back to the phones we go. And Cecil, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a couple questions here.
Okay.
I have a crack in my shower. The floor of my shower.
Yes.
I've tried to put the caulking that you put around the drain, but it keeps popping loose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what can I use to fix this crack.
This is a fiberglass shower pan, if you will.
Yeah, like a shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's not enough substantial meat underneath that, which is causing that to flex, which caused it to crack. Once the crack is there, different patches become compromised when weight's applied. And again, it's flexible and the patch comes out. Cracks also expand, almost like they do in a windshield. So there is a patch kit designed for shower pans if you go to the hardware store or the big box store. And it'll tell you to use a small drill bit, and you will drill a very small hole at the beginning and end of that crack. And there is an epoxy patch that goes over that particular crack. Now, it's not the greatest looking thing, but it doesn't leak anymore. That's option one. Option two is doing the same thing with the drill bit and using like a Bondo, like for an auto body, and making that patch with the Bondo. That's an option. The most substantial option outside of replacement is there are companies that have an overlay. So they reestablish the drain through the overlay. It's a whole piece, usually a quarter inch ABS plastic, that's mounted right over the shower pan.
So those
are the three things. If you want to go ahead and do that shower pan patch and see what it looks like. Like I said, the negative on there is, you know, it's going to appear patched.
Oh, well, sorry, I don't worry about the patch. But,
right.
Worry about the look. Okay, that's good. I could give that a shot.
All right.
And two, I missed Angelo this morning. Do you know what's good to get rid of clover on my lawn?
Yeah, so you're talking Ron Wilson's gardening show or Angelo? Okay, you're in Cleveland. My guess is a broadleaf weed killer will also take care of clover. There is clover killer, and you need to get that down probably in the next week or two, because once it gets too warm, you know, you're not going to want to go after the clover. But, you know, like a Weed Be Gone product, a weed-killing product that, you know, if you got a lot of it, you might need to spray the whole yard. If you just got little patches of it, you can get the ready-to-use like Weed Be Gone to kill the clover. And clover can be a little difficult to kill, so you may have to do a couple repeated applications. All right, Cecil, thank you much. And I'm sure if you go over there, he'll fix you right up. When you're talking lawns, broadleaf weeds right now, they're in their heyday, right? The next probably 6 weeks, you get the dandelions, you got clover, you got everything growing right now. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. Coming up next, Paul Abrams will be joining us. He is with Roto-Rooter, and we're going to kind of explore the need for a backup pump, sump pump, for your home. And trust me, if your basement is finished, you absolutely, absolutely need one. And what you may not realize is you have choices between a water-driven and a battery backup pump. So we'll talk to Paul Abrams. Like I said, he is with Roto-Rooter, and we'll get the lowdown on that and also other plumbing projects, outdoor faucets. If you don't have enough of those, we'll talk about having one of those installed also. All right, that's all coming up next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Don't have a list of things to do around the house? Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware. Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last the season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com, also at Do It Best stores. I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water Powered Backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, washing machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
All right, it's time for our project of the week, and as I mentioned before we went to break, if you've got a sump well and a sump pump in your house, and that lower level is finished, and many of it is finished with carpet and nice furniture and everything else, you don't have a backup pump, you're flirting with trouble. So joining us now is Paul Abrams. He is with Roto-Rooter. Paul, welcome again to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to be with you, Gary.
Man, I'll tell you what. I preach it all the time, and I'm glad to hear Roto-Rooter's preaching it also. The need for a backup pump, it should be mandatory that you have one, especially if that basement's finished. You agree?
Oh, yeah. You know, that I've told you before. Before I had one in my house a couple of houses ago, I listened to that reassuring sound of the sump pump coming on and then turning itself off as I laid my head on the pillow, because nothing made me more nervous than a basement flood.
I've bailed one out already.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So, you know, it's interesting. I always think of the sump pump, the sump well, as there's a lot of homeowners probably listening right now that may not even know where it is, but they know something's down there and it's weird and I don't like it. They're like scared of the sump well, scared of the sump pump, but that is a huge protection device for your whole home.
It sure is. And you know, I was thinking before we came on, one of the most common problems we see with sump pumps when we get out there and start looking around is they aren't plugged in.
Really?
Somebody unplugs it, puts an extension cord in or something, they're doing something else, and they forget to plug it back in. So then the spring rains arrive, and you know what happens.
Yeah, I know exactly what happens. Your basement floods then. And then also with power outages, I mean, like that big outage in Texas not long ago, and that just leaves your home vulnerable to floods also.
It really does. And, you know, I grew up there, and there aren't a ton of basements there. But if you're one of the unlucky homeowners who had a basement and went without power for weeks, I can't imagine how that turned out. Well, I can imagine.
I know exactly how that turned out. Oh, my. So let's talk about Roto-Rooter. I know you install sump pumps. If one breaks down, you can certainly put a new sump pump in. But even probably more, or just as important, I guess, maybe not more important, just as important, is if that pump breaks down, the need to have a backup pump. And there's different types in terms of battery and water. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, well, you know, the first one that that I had put in my house was a battery backup pump. And the way these work is there's a deep cycle battery that looks like one in your car, and it's got a charger, and it's plugged in, and it's constantly keeping that battery charged. And it's got a separate pump that's down in your sump well, and it's a little bit higher than your primary sump pump. So if the water gets past your primary sump pump and starts rising in the pit, and your pump doesn't turn on, the backup pump will engage. Mm-hmm. And when that comes on, it'll run. Depending, you know, people ask all the time, how long will it last?
Right.
And that really depends on how often your primary sump pump runs.
Right.
If you've got one of those pumps that you only hear it a few times a season, then that battery backup is going to be there for you for days. Mm. It's going to be just fine until a plumber can replace your primary. But if you're like me and lives in one of those houses where it seems like your primary sump pump comes on every minute or so,
right,
during the rainy season, then that pump, that backup battery is probably going to last you a matter of hours, a full day maybe. And that's about as good as it's going to get because that pump runs a lot. But we see it all across the board. You know,
right,
most of the time, if your power goes out, it's not going to be out for more than a few hours, and a battery backup pump is going to be exactly what you need.
Sure, sure. Hey, one question on the battery backup. When you talk about the battery itself, and when Roto-Rooter installs those, is there maintenance needed by the homeowner, or is there a maintenance-free battery? Because I think everybody kind of wants maintenance-free. Does it exist?
Yeah, they do. You can get a deep cycle maintenance-free battery that you're not adding water to all the time. That's what I had in my battery backup pump. I got a 48-month battery, and I always kept a little clipboard in there by the backup pump, and it listed when my primary pump was last replaced and when my battery was last replaced. That way, I had a little reminder there that, oh my gosh, you know, when you're a homeowner, a couple of years goes by pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you look down one day and go, oh my gosh, my battery was only good up until 4 months ago. I should have replaced it. So you need to keep a reminder there that'll tell
you
when it's time.
Do those batteries have, you know, like when your smoke detector battery's going dead or the smoke detector's going bad, it beeps. Does the battery do that too? Is there an audible sound?
You know, the one, you know, there's all kinds. There's really a battery backup sump pump to fit most budgets.
Okay.
But they, obviously, the more expensive the pump, the more features you get with that pump. And I did have one that had an LCD screen on it that would tell you what the voltage of the battery was. And I made a habit of just looking at that every time I was down working in the basement or looking around. And it would tell you. And but yeah, there's an audible alarm that will come on when the battery is no longer charging.
Sure.
Or if the battery has come on for any reason. Say you've left the house and your battery had to engage. It'll tell you that, too. That way you can go, okay, I've got a problem. Let's find out why that backup pump had to come on.
Hmm. So I know the Zoller pumps, they even have a Z controller. It runs on the cloud. You can access it through your phone and know how charged it is and everything else. So you're right. There's all kinds of pumps with different features. So if you didn't go with a battery, let's say not so much traveling in the last year or so, but that'll come back. In fact, it's coming back with a vengeance. People cooped up, they're wanting to go. And if you had a failure of a pump and you had a battery backup, you're good for a day, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What's the alternative to make it lasting longer?
The alternative is a water-powered backup pump that uses the Venturi principle to create a siphon effect. So when I say water-powered, it's if you have municipal water. These won't work with a well, but if you have municipal water, it's one of the most reliable things you can have, unless you were in Texas last year or this past year.
Right.
But it's generally, you know, as a homeowner, how often is your water supply failed? Not very often.
Right.
So as long as that's working, it's going to keep pressure in there. And if your primary sump pump fails, the water-powered backup pump engages just like a battery backup one does. It's got its own separate pump. Its float switch is a little higher in the pit. Mm. And when that comes on, it opens a valve to your water supply and starts running water through a pump ejector. And then as it does, it actually pulls water, draws it out of your sump pit and through that discharge and into the storm drain, just like your primary pump would. Huh. And as long as your water supply is working, you never have to worry about batteries, electricity, or anything else. It's probably the most reliable backup sump pump you can buy. And I've got one of those dollar water-powered pumps in my basement.
Do you? Yeah.
It's never had to turn on, crossing my fingers here, but it's there. And yeah, it's a really reassuring feeling knowing it's there.
Well, the neat thing about the Zoller, too, is they've got those water backup pumps is what I call them, but that they can pump out just about as much water now as a battery backup. That never used to be the case, but they're very efficient now.
They really are. They're great pumps. And, you know, I had a choice. I could have done another battery one when I moved into this house a few years ago. But mm-hmm. Charlie, our master plumber here at our Cincinnati branch, said, you know, if I were you, I'd go with that. It's just less to worry about. It's got a couple of moving parts. That's all there is to it.
Right.
And no batteries, no power worries. It's always there guarding your house.
Excellent, excellent. Roto-Rooter's pretty smart. You know, Paul, you can pay me now or pay me later because you do plumbing and you do water cleanup. So if you don't want to put in a backup sump pump, you might end up having to call Roto-Rooter to do the flood cleanup.
That's right. You know, we've been we're a one-stop shop. If you call us, we can fix the plumbing problem that caused the flood, and we can take care of the flood cleanup and get you ready to go, get you back in business.
You know, a lot of people working on their homes, a lot of people calling service companies to work on their homes. And, you know, I think sometimes what we forget, especially I see it with plumbing companies and electrical companies, if you're a homeowner, you're listening to us right now, and there's probably a good chance you got multiple issues. You got a toilet that's running, a faucet that's leaking, and I sure would like an outdoor faucet installed in the backyard. Gather up those projects, and from a standpoint of cost, that's a real money saver.
It really is. You know, at Roto-Rooter, we're going to give you a second and third job discount because you're not going to have to pay us again for that, you know, to come out there, get set up and take care of it. If we're out there for one thing, it's a lot less expensive to say, hey, while you're here, can you take care of that leaky faucet? Or, you know, I've got an issue going where my hose bib outdoors is dripping. You know, let's take care of that while the plumber's there, and it's going to save you a lot of money.
Sure. Now, Roto-Rooter, you guys have a lot of videos on your website too, right, to help people?
We do. You know, we're all about resources, and we really amped it up during the pandemic when so many people were home and they were noticing these problems a lot more because they're spending so much time around the house. So if you go to rotorooter.com and click on the plumbing videos tab, or if you go to our YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/rotorootertv, and you'll find just dozens, if not hundreds, of videos there for all sorts of plumbing problems, DIY stuff, things you can do yourself to remedy the problem. And the way we look at it is we'll show you how to do the easy stuff and even stuff that's even not so easy if you've got the skill set.
Sure.
And hopefully at the end of the day, if that doesn't work, you remember who gave you those tips and you call Roto-Rooter. We're available 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day, rotorooter.com. Give them a call and let them make all your plumbing problems go away, huh?
That's what we like to say.
Very good. Very good. Hey, Paul, good talking to you. Keep up the great work at Roto-Rooter. I know our philosophies at home with Gary Sullivan and Roto-Rooter, they're parallel. It's educate, educate, and serve your customers. So thanks for joining us on At Home with Gary Selvin. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
All right, Paul, you do the same. Thanks. Take care. All right, Paul Abrams, he is with Roto-Rooter, and it's rotorooter.com. And no, I'm not going to sing the jingle, Danny. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255.
I got nothing there.
I got what?
I got nothing there, sorry.
There you go. All right, give us a call talking home improvement, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
I hope you're not using drywall screws for your wood projects. Make your project easier. I recommend PowerPro Premium Wood Screws by Hillman. Their patented design requires no pre-drilling. Now, that's easy. Use PowerPro Wood Screws for all your interior and exterior wood projects, including decking and treated lumber. With four layers of protection against corrosion, PowerPro exterior wood screws are designed to last for the life of your project. Once you use PowerPro Wood Screws, you'll never go back to ordinary screws. Look for the PowerPro Premium Wood Screws by Hillman at your local hardware store. Great news! All of Deich Coatings DIY Real Stone Coating products are now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot. Go online to find dozens of Deich Coating products, from spread stone countertop refinishing kits to track safe anti-slip sealer to the Die Hard 100 garage floor kit. Lowe's and Home Depot also carry a variety of Deich Coatings, sealers, floor coatings, wall finishings, indoor and out. Learn about all the great products, DeichCoatings.com, or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com and Home Depot. If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores. When you encounter rust this summer, you should use PB Blaster. But to protect that metal from more rust and to lubricate it from wear, use Blaster Multi-Max Synthetic Lubricant. It's odorless and it provides the longest-lasting lubrication protection for thousands of applications. And like PB Blaster, it has the unique Blaster Pro straw top with control flow technology for a wide spray down to just a drop. Blaster Multi-Max Synthetic Lubricant. Pick up a can at a home or auto store near you. And as always, use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
All right, back at it 10 minutes before the top of the hour and talking a little home improvement. Don't forget our podcast for our projects of the week, and each hour of the show can be picked up at the iHeart app, and that's absolutely free. Just click on podcast At Home with Gary Sullivan, and bingo, you got a whole selection of hours and different projects with some good information on taking care of things around your home. Dorothy, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank
Great.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be on a day like this.
Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, in the first bit of the 9 o'clock hour, you had a gentleman on that gave a number for an appliance you could attach to your sweeper to clean the refrigerator grills and air conditioner grills and that type of thing. And he gave a number for that attachment. I'm hoping he's still hearing, or maybe you wrote the number down.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down quickly. So I'm going to hope I got it right. But it was a quarter inch. It was a quarter inch brush that attaches to your sweeper hose.
Yes.
And that number was 817-159A.
Okay.
That was the part number for that brush.
817-159A.
Correct.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And if you missed that, that's one of the reasons why we have the podcast. And also, One of the tips to use this brush, clean the coils on the refrigerator. It's amazing, those coils get dirty, then the refrigerator becomes less efficient. So keeping those clean on a, you know, annual or biannual basis is a very smart move. Sandra, welcome.
Oh?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
And I have an easy question. I've been in this house for 2 years, and I've noticed the deck, the paint on the deck is looking thin to me, and I'm wondering if that was only one coat that was put on before I purchased the house. And I need a recommendation on a good deck paint.
Well, it's probably not paint. It's probably what they call solid color stain. So, when you have a deck, and I'm assuming it's pressure-treated wood, you would either use a semi-transparent stain, which looks like wood stain. You can see the grain of the wood, and it's usually in brown or gray or cedar or redwood. Those are the primary colors. Then there's what they call solid color stain. And solid color stain is made for decks, made for pressure-treated wood decks, and it looks like paint, and it probably comes in a bunch more colors, even some, you know, greens and reds and things like that. So it looks more like paint. There's a deck stain that I recommend. It's Defy, D-E-F-Y. You can get it at Do It Best hardware stores, or you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at defywoodstain.com. It has to be just a good, clean, bondable surface.
Okay.
So the prep work is, you know, any molds, mildews, dirt, all that, that's all got to be cleaned off before applying.
Well, I thank you very much, and I think that will take care of my situation.
Very good. Thank you much. Take care. Bye-bye. One little caveat there, too, is if it's peeling, you got to get the old stuff off. Minimize sanding. That burnishes the wood and makes it more difficult for that stain to grab onto. Jerry, welcome.
Yes, Gary, glad to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I have a doorknob that the knobs have come loose, on both on the outside and inside of the doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to replace that whole doorknob, or can that be repaired somehow?
Well, it really depends on the generation of doorknobs. The older doorknobs actually had a screw-on spindle and a mortise key beneath it, and those have a little set screw, and sometimes that spindle can be replaced. On the newer ones, you know, the $20 locks or so, if those have come loose and there's no way to tighten that doorknob with a set screw or anything, they need to be replaced.
Yeah, I guess they have to replace it then, huh?
Yep, if that's the one you got, sure.
Yeah. Gary, one other thing. On that brush you were talking about, who sells those?
On that brush? You know, I think he
coils,
said, like, Cincinnati Appliance. That part I didn't get. I don't really know. But I think it was Cincinnati Appliance. I imagine he was from Cincinnati, but I'm not real sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks,
all right.
Gary.
You betcha. Thank you much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, the big April sale for Easy Breathe, it is going on right now. It's April, 20% off. And you've heard me talk about Easy Breathe for years. And if your basement is just musty, you probably need the help of an Easy Breathe. It's an air exchanging unit. And they have them in self-install kits, or they can install it for you. Go to their website and check it out. It's the letter E, the letter Z, breathe.com. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255, talking home improvement, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.